Hello.
Hi, Barbara. This is Faggy with Family First Care. I have a mutual member, Jane, on the line with us. We're wondering if we could schedule her in for her assessment with you.
It Jane?
Yes. Jane, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hold on a second? I just have to make sure she's on my
Sure.
caseload.
And Jane, how do you pronounce the last name? It's Marnian, right?
Marnian,
Yeah, okay. Just making sure I got that right.
yeah. A lot of people get it wrong.
It's better to check, right? And Miss Barbara, if you need any of Jane's information, if it's easier to look up with her Medicaid ID or any of that, I can give you that. Not sure if she's still there.
Okay, what is the first name?
Go ahead, Jane.
Jane Marnian. Okay, let's see what popped up. Now, what was your question? You calling to see when your assessment is due?
So she
Oh,
we
are
wanted
you
to set her
new?
up.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry. I don't see anything in the system. One
We were hoping to
second.
get her scheduled today.
One second. Should have it now when she became eligible. One second. And she's trying to see when her eligibility started.
I'm seeing on the Navinet portal that it's she was enrolled into the plan 8/27, August 27th.
Okay. I'm trying to find an email because I usually get there's some kind of problem. I'm just trying to find you in my system because we have it's a certain amount of. Okay, I see you. Let me just verify. Okay, I have your date of birth as 5/08/1957. Yes.
Okay, and then I have. One second. Your address is 8375 Langdon Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19152.
Yes.
Okay. And I have the number we have is 215-266. 0774, is that your
That's
the best number?
this one we're talking on, yes.
Okay, that's the best number to reach you at.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Jane. What kind of services are you looking for?
Community.
Or do you need?
So we're trying to set her up with home health care.
I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm speaking to. You're her caregiver?
I'm
family
with her
member?
Home care agency.
Oh, okay. I'm like, I know someone. And what agency are you calling from exactly?
Family First Care.
Family First, okay. Because I have to put a note in.
Yeah. And when you do put it in, we do get mixed up. There's another Family First Home Care, and we're Family First Care. The authorizations get mixed up, so just want to make sure it's the correct one.
Oh, okay. And now you already have her staff and everything lined up?
Yeah, so her caregiver is going to be her sister, Wendy, right, Jane? I'm just going to confirm with Wendy one more time, but we do have her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because she does it already, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. My computer is, like, keep freezing. I'm trying to. Okay, I could do Thursday. Let me go back to my calendar. Gosh, why is this not opening up? So sorry, technical issues.
It's okay. Now, does Wendy have to be here also?
No, but you would have to have a list of all medications, all diagnoses. I don't know if you have any cats or dogs, but I'm highly allergic, so they would have to be put away. Do you have any cats or dogs?
We have cats and one little dog.
Okay. Would they be able to be put away?
Yeah. Now, the dog doesn't shed his. Supposedly, people are not allergic to him. He's got that kind of fur.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'm one of those people that I've had very bad episodes.
Right.
So I always warn everyone before I come out to make sure there's a chair that's with a hard surface and that the animals are put away.
Okay. Yeah, we could put them away.
And so let me go to Thursday and see what time I have. Okay, Thursday I have 9 o'clock, if that's good for you, 9 a.m.
I'll set my alarm.
1 second, let me just add you to my calendar before we hang up. I can make sure it's saved. Okay, I have you all saved for this Thursday, September the 4th at 9 a.m. Make sure you have a complete list of all the medications you take, all of your diagnoses, and the assessment should take around 2 hours, give or take. I can call you the day before and get some of the information over the phone, which will make it a little bit easier, but the assessment takes around. Because it's only a certain amount of, we can't do the actual assessment by phone, but we could get, information and put it in, so when we do the assessment, we'll already have it.
Oh, okay.
So,
where would I get the, diagnosis information?
So that would be whatever you're diagnosed with. So do you know, what are your health diagnoses? Do you have high blood pressure?
Diabetes? What do I do? Go on the portal? I don't know where.
Probably, or you could call your doctor office and ask them what you're diagnosed with. What is your main diagnosis that caused you to need help?
Well, I have cancer, and I have an autoimmune disease, which is lichen planus.
Mm-hmm.
And I get lesions, and right now I have two on my foot that popped open, and they're big. So
okay.
It gives me a hard time walking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That makes you, okay. And then do you have, like, any arthritis?
Lichen planus is an autoimmune disease. No, but I do have high blood pressure.
Okay.
I just got out of the hospital for heart failure. There was fluid in my lungs.
Okay. Congestive heart failure.
Thank you. Sorry, I just got up about an hour and a half ago.
Okay.
So,
yeah, if you could you can call your doctor and ask them for all your diagnoses, and you can probably write them down or have your sister write them down.
I'll look and see if they're on the discharge papers, too. I'll look on that.
Okay.
All right.
So I'll give you a call on Wednesday, and I'll take whatever information over the phone I can take, and then I'll see you on Thursday.
That sounds like a plan. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Barbara. We appreciate it.
And you said it's family first. I just want to make sure
yes,
when I put
family
the new
first
okay.
care, not home care.
Family first care. Okay.
Yeah, if you need
all
the
right.
provider ID yeah. or any of that, I can give it to you.
If you could text it to this number.
Sure.
The name of the agent, the correct name of the agency, the address, and the provider number. And that way
yeah.
I'll have it because that's some of the information I'll need as well.
Okay, I'll send that over now.
Thank you so much. And send me your name as well.
Well, thank you.
I will.
All right. Thank you, ladies. You have a good day.
Stay on the phone for a second.
Me
okay,
too.
All right.
Yes.
Bye.